From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Dylan, it wasn't from a lack of trying in that first period. I know you were behind, but it looked like you guys were flying right when the penalties were over. You guys just took off. You just couldn't get one by them in the first period.
Yeah, it sucked to go down 2-0 there off penalty kill goals. But, you know, we just kept battling. I mean, when things weren't going well, we just kept battling, kept working. We trusted that we were going to win this game, and, you know, we never gave up.
What was Lindy's message at the end of the second period? You guys have played a pretty good game up, aside from, you know, maybe several minutes at that point.
Yeah, he wasn't too happy with it. He knew we had more to give, and, you know, motivated us to, you know, just go and work and want it more than them. And, you know, I think we came out good in the third.
Yeah, what was clicking so well in the third? I mean, you guys really controlled the play there.
I think, you know, we were just playing a little desperate, making plays. We knew that we needed to score a couple to get back in that game. So, you know, we weren't scared to make plays, and, you know, we put a few on in the net.
The three of you know each other very well in the first shift you're together again. It's in the net. I mean, the familiarity has to help when you get put together again, when you hadn't played together in a while.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, playing with those two guys, we played a lot together in the past and had a lot of success in the past. So, you know, we just know where we're going to be. I always know that JJ is going to be sitting there, you know, wanting the puck on the back door. So, you know, I don't even have to look. I just know he's there wanting the goal. So, you know, it's a great playing with those two guys. I think we, you know, we see the ice well together.
You guys, Henry hasn't had the easiest season. When he gets rewarded like that, how happy are you for him?
Yeah, so happy. You know, he comes to the rink every day and works. Obviously, he, you know, he's been through a little bit this year with not being in the lineup every game. But, you know, he's a great player. He's got all the tools. And, you know, he's just been playing with a lot of confidence since Four Nations. And, you know, we're all really happy for him.
You guys have talked for years about wanting to make this a difficult place to play and starting to have success at home. What does it mean to you guys to start really? I mean, 9 of the last 11 at home. You guys are really starting to make this a place where you're having success.
Yeah, you know, we want it to be a loud, tough building for teams to come into. And, you know, I think when we play the right way, we play physical, you know, we get the crowd behind us and, you know, they get loud and they give us a lot of energy, which helps us a lot. And, you know, we want it to be a tough place to play here in Buffalo. And, you know, I think we did that tonight.
When it happens to you, I mean, you went down 5-on-3, the second penalty wasn't really a penalty, but you got to get over it. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. How do you get yourselves just past that, even though they wound up getting a goal out of it and it really wasn't a penalty?
Yeah, you know, obviously at that stage in the game, there's a lot of game left. So obviously weren't too thrilled with the call and, you know, they score on it, but you just got to move on. You know, you're going to give up goals and, you know, you just got to move on and find the next one.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.